In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're going to look at Psalm 13. It's a short psalm. There's only 6 verses to it, as some of these in the early part of the Psalter are like that. It's remarkable. And the more I work with these psalms, I realize that they are really lessons in the interior life with God. And I'll try to show that in this psalm that we're looking at today. And how it teaches us how to relate to God. So it starts off, in the same mismo de David, for the chant master, a psalm of David, a mismo. And then it starts in verse 2. Now this ad ana, up to how long, or up to when, comes over and over again in this psalm. Twice in this verse 3. How long, Adonai, will you forget me forever? And does it go, how long will you forget me forever? Or how long will you forget me forever? The first one makes more sense. Of course, the ancient Hebrew had no commas or no, and so it would be, could be either. Ad ana, Adonai, tishkachini, nesa, Adana. The fact that it goes on and uses the phrase again, how long, I think it's just saying, this man is weary, searching for God. He's weary. And he expresses something that's in the soul of every human being, even those who don't know what's wrong. See, how long, Adonai, will you forget me? Forever? Or how long will you forget me forever? The reason you can do that is because the word forever is not as technical in Hebrew as it is in English. Ad ana. And how long will you forget me? Now what can it mean? How can God forget? He never forgets, but he seems sometimes not to be paying as much attention to us. Like he's distracted. He's not. But of course it feels that way. It's very interesting. We're going to see the same thing the other way in this notion about seeing God. It means knowing he's there in such a way that you just know he's there. Like you see him, but you don't see him with your eyes or with the eyes of your mind exactly. But you know. And you know it's the true God. And so, this is a psalm of David. That's the tradition anyway. Ad ana, Adonai. Up to how long? Or up to when? Will you forget me? Or will you forget me forever? It's hard to know which it is. Nisa. And then again, Ad Ana. How long will you hide your face from me? Now what does that mean? There's one way we unmistakably know that the person we're talking to or the person we're looking at is really the one we know. And that's their face. If we're walking in a crowd behind somebody, we might say, you know, from the back, that guy looks just like Joe. And you say, hey, Joe, and he turns around, you see his face, and it is Joe. That's what the Lord, you know, you're searching, and then you know it's the Lord. The Lord is present, and you see his face, as far as we can see his face in this life. And when you see his face in the face of the Father, it's so compassionate. It is so secure. It is so real. You know that God the Father is there, looking at you and showing himself to you. That's what it means to see his face. Now, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? I don't have that awareness of you, that tremendous sense that God expects only love, only commitment to him. And when we're sure that we're there in the presence of God, that's what the psalm means by seeing him. I know that's God. Can you prove it? Not, you know, metaphysically or mathematically, but I know that's God. And that's what it means to see him in this life. In the next life, it's much different. We really see him. We really see him. But again, it's a biblical word. We just don't look at him. We know him. And we have nothing hidden. It exceeds us, of course, but there's nothing hidden. So that's what he's saying here, you see. Now, will you forget me? I talk to you, but you don't answer. Have you forgotten all about me? No. How long will you hide your face from me? I want to see you. I want to have that sense. And the Lord gives it to us. I can promise you this, the more we are faithful to prayer, the more the words of the Psalms make sense. And that's particularly true in some of these early Psalms. How long must I bear grief in my soul, affliction in my heart, day by day? As I was studying this, I thought, this is the dark night, which is an excessive light. The great spiritual writers will tell us this noche oscura is an excess of light. It's so great, our poor minds, souls can't take it. It's dark. But we get used to it, and then we know his presence there, you see. Will you forget me forever? Will you hide your face from me? How long? You see this man, this woman, whoever, is probably a man, because the women, as far as we know, didn't write much psalms. Just the culture. And so, he's how long? And then again, Ad Ana, how long must I bear grief in my soul, affliction in my heart, by day? Isn't that interesting? You know? I'm tortured because I lack the awareness of your presence. For some of us, that's not a torture. That's where we are all day. We're so busy looking at the television, driving the car, arguing about prices, doing something. When do we search for God? And say, you know, this is a beautiful story about Honi the circle drawer. I know I've told you this story before. The holy rabbi, the teacher, and there was a big drought in Jerusalem, and it was time, I think it was for the fall rains. They weren't coming. So Honi was praying and praying and praying, and nothing was happening. So finally, he drew a circle in the dirt, and he stood in the middle, and he said, Lord God, King of the universe, I'm not moving out of this circle until you give us rain. And boom, the rain came down. Ad Ana. How long? Up to what point? It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that this is awful. I miss you. I don't know you. I don't know where you are. How long is this going to keep up, you see? Will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear grief in my soul, affliction in my heart by day? As I was studying this, I said, this is the dark night of the soul. And I looked quickly in John of the Cross and elsewhere to see whether they ever cited this psalm as they were talking about that passage. I couldn't find it. I don't think he did. But hide your face from me. Your face, what can I say? This example comes to me right now, so it may not be a great one. You're in the movie theater, and there's somebody right in front of you, and from the back of their head you say, that's Joe. But you don't really know. So you can't stand it any longer. You say, hey, Joe. And he turns around, and then you know it's Joe. That's what happens to the Lord. He turns around, as it were, and you know it's the Lord. And that's when they speak about seeing him. Not seeing him like the beatific vision, but I know now that this is the Lord paying attention to me, relating to me. I know it. An hour later, I might forget it or not be able to recall it. One of the signs that those things are from God is that they're not subject to our willpower. You can sit on the floor and breathe deep. You can do whatever you want. Any good, pious, meditation exercise. But you cannot produce that experience from the presence of God. Only God can do that. And that's what he's saying. How long will you hide your face from me? When will I know your presence like this? Suppose you're in a taxi cab, and the guy's waving down a cab, and the cab driver, can I take him? And you say, yeah, sure, put him in the cab with me. He gets in, and by golly, it's your friend Joe. But you've got to see his face before you know that. So that experience of recognition, knowledge, knowing, see, that's what the Bible means by seeing his face. There will be a time forever when we see his face in unending security. That's God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I see his face unmistakable forever. Here, will you hide your face from me? How long? How long must I bear grief in my soul, affliction in my heart by day? How long, Adonai, again, how long will my enemies rise up over me? Can you see? I don't say you're not around, God. I just say, I can't get it. And I'm abandoned. Now, this is why I think it's a description of the dark night of the soul, which is, in effect, St. John of the Cross will tell it, such an overwhelming presence that it's darkness. It's like trying to look at the sun. But it feels like he's absent. And that's why we say, hide your face.